Hello, everybody. Welcome aboard the mighty blessed train, as we all call it here at the iHeartRadio studio in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. This is CA on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. I hope that you all are feeling great today. In fact, before we kick it off, we always do our Friday edition of James Brown. There we go. I got you, and I feel good. All right. Well, again, TGIF, thank God it's Friday. Or if you want to word it another way, thank goodness it's Friday. Again, this is CA, your on-air personality on the iHeartRadio network. And I'm just so thankful to have you guys listen, as you always do. So much has been going on, as most of y'all know. Probably, if you haven't already heard, I've been on a staycation, I should say, this week. So I've been doing a little bit of our show, and then sometimes I've been kind of taking a break. And it's been mighty nice, let me tell you. And but we haven't forgot about you guys. Now, if you have any questions, comments, suggestions, and, of course, prayer requests, friends, you can always email them here to me, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Now, you can also like me on my Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check that like button, and you can catch me on all my other networks. We're on Google Podcasts. We're on Apple Podcasting. Also on Apple Podcasting, give me a 5-star rating. We certainly appreciate that. You can reach other viewers out there that need us as well. Or you can do simply a Google search. Search up the Morning Brew Christian Podcast, and you'll catch me on there. Okay? All right, before I talk about what's going to happen on our show today, today's a very special day, being June the 25th of 2021. Today, I want to give a cheer. It's all going to make sense. We're going to give a hand clap and some morning crow. We're not going to laugh at him. Drum roll. Fanfare. CA, what is
10,
it?
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Today is my parents' anniversary. Happy anniversary, happy 56 years of wedded love, Billy Hall and Maggie Hall. I sure do. That's my parents, me and my brothers, Will and Jeff, and myself. There's three of us brothers, along with our extended family. And just wishing Mom and Dad a happy anniversary. They're really enjoying it, I'm sure. And just want y'all to know that we love you and we're thinking about you. Okay, that being said, now let's talk about what's going to happen on the Friday edition on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. Now today, got a little Bible devotion, a mighty fortress, little short one. Also got some great Christian music coming up, and as promised, yes indeed, the deacon's here, and Coach Dan, or Coach Stanley as he calls him. They're in there drinking some coffee, they're getting coffeed up. How about that? Also, I'm going to be Bible teaching on learn to love your spouse the way they want to be loved. Okay? A lot of wake-up calls for a lot of married couples out there. Again, learn to love your spouse the way they want to be loved. Everybody has different ways of wanting to be loved. If you're irritating, if you're getting on their nerves, step outside and cut the grass, man. Or let them shop, give them the Macy's card or whatever it may be since COVID opened up, right? Okay. Enough of that before I get some of y'all in trouble. How about, are we jumping jack ready? I sure hope we are. Oh, by the way, the coffee song, John Waller coffee song coming up too as well. Before I get the deacon and Stan, Coach Stan, I had to think about it. I had brain freeze this morning. All right, here we go. Dr. Funk, jumping jack ready, let's go. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's roll. on a Friday. All right, and today's Bible devotional is on a mighty fortress. You know, in the book of Psalms, chapter 91 and verse 2, Scripture reminds us, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him I will trust. You know, a refuge, friends, is a place safely out of harm's way. In fact, a fortress is a fortified building that is virtually impenetrable by conventional means. Martin Luther King wrote a wonderful hymn that says, "A mighty fortress is our God. A barkwart never fails a helper. He missed the flood or mortal ills prevailing." But what a statement about the magnificent power and protection of God. So does God care for you and me? Of course He does. Can we turn to Him actually in trust and faith in our troubles and our temptations threaten to overwhelm us? Yes, we can. 1,000 times yes. What a greater proof did we need that when He sent His Son Jesus Christ to die in our place? Amen? Amen. And you know what? I thank the Heavenly Father for everything He does. You know, when you're waking up and you're saying, "Thank God I'm alive. It's another day of life." Because He has those great things happening. And you know, you don't want to give up, guys. You just want to continue to stay strong and keep that faith. It's very important. All right, stand by before we get these guys on here. John Waller, Coffee Song. That sweet aroma, bold and beautiful, I can hardly wait to taste. Early morning, something wonderful is about to make my day. Give me a good cup of coffee on a Friday and Jesus in the morning. What more can we expect, guys? I'll tell you what. Amen. Amen. On a Friday. Yes, indeed. I bet everybody's feeling good. I know I'm feeling good. You know what? Now we're going to go ahead and get our favorite people on. And, you know, the deacon's sitting here raising his hand like it's some kind of school time. Let's go ahead and call the deacon out. All right, Deacon, get ready. We're calling you right now on this to come on the board and get over here, get your headset and your mic on. Deacon Paul Brown, Castleberry Baptist Church, Tyler, Texas, coming right up, gang. Without further ado, I would play it a little longer. We got a lesson coming up. Let's give a cheer. Let's give a round of applause. And yes, indeed, we got to have our morning crow this morning. Give him a laugh. Come on. All right, drum roll. Fanfare. Countdown for
10,
the Deke.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a little while. Your friend, my friend, Deacon Paul Brown with the Castleberry Baptist Church in Tyler, Texas. Hello, Deacon. Got your headset on, I see.
Oh, see, I am ready and ready to roll in TGIF. Thank God it's Friday. Oh, thank goodness it's Friday. Hello, everybody out there at the Isle of Radio Land. This is Deacon Paul Brown with the Castleberry Baptist Church in Tyler, Texas. I hope everybody's doing well today.
Well, you know what? I'm doing pretty good.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you are, CAS. I hope everybody else out there in the airways are doing well.
Well, we hope so. At least we're hoping and believing, right?
That's right. We sure are. And are you surviving this heat?
Well, I'm going to tell you something. Earlier this week, it topped off to about like 104, 105, so it's been pretty hot.
I'm sure it has. I tell you what, one thing about it, when it gets hot, doesn't it, CA?
That's right, Deacon, it sure does. So, what have you been up to, and you and Miss Mildred?
Well, I was trying to do a honey-do list. Have you guys ever done a honey-do list where it looks like, when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there?
Oh, boy. Are you talking about she had a massive scroll of work for you to do?
CA, I am years and years behind. I don't think I'm ever going to complete it.
Well, take her to the Turnip Cafe or out to the farmer's market, I guess. And take her out there and just let her have a good time.
I will. Go ahead and bring on Coach Stanley. I'm ready to talk to that little rascal.
All right. Stand by, friends. Coach Stan. I could play that song for a long time, but we got a lot going on our show today. Let's give a cheer. Let's give a mighty hand clap. Morning Crow, Yes, indeed. Drum roll. Fanfare. Countdown.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
All right, guys.
10.
Whoops. There we go. Got a little happy with the button. All right, guys. Here we go. You got it. Here he is. Your friend, my friend, Coach Stan. Hey, Coach Stan.
Popcorn, peanuts, hot dogs, and hello, everybody in baseball land. We're indeed getting ready for the All-Star Game.
All right, good deal. We're excited to hear that, buddy. How you been doing?
See, I'm doing just fine. Hadn't been on the air in a while. Just had so much going on.
I can understand. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yes, I know. And I just want to say hello, everybody. Coach Stan reporting for duty. I'm only going to be here, a few more months, and then I had to exit stage left and take an off-season.
That's right. You need to take an off-season break. Well, guess who's in the building just sitting right almost diagonal to you?
That's right, Deacon. Paul Brown, buddy. How you doing there, Coach Stanley? Well, I'm doing just fine there, Deacon. How you doing? Well, I'm doing just fine until I find out that you got overheated out there at the baseball park. Now, do you want to kind of share it with me, the Deacon, and the audience out there in IHUB Radio Land? Well, Deacon, it's kind of like this. Sometimes you don't drink enough water or Gatorade. It comes in and haunts you.
There you go. Exactly. If you don't drink enough water, you don't drink enough Gatorade, and mix that water and Gatorade together, you're going to have issues. Don't just sit and swig Cokes, because let me tell you, I used to do that, and your kidneys will wind up shutting down.
That's right there, C.A. I learned a lot. Well, I'm going to tell you something right now. I drink iced tea.
There you go. There's nothing wrong with drinking iced tea. I love iced tea. Well, how do you like your iced tea, Deacon?
I drink it with sugar.
Oh, okay. You like it sweet? No problem.
Yes, indeed, that's EA.
Okay, all right, well, so you like iced tea too, Coach Stan?
Well, to be honest with you there, CA, I like Powerade.
Oh, over Gatorade?
Yes, I like Powerade. It kind of gives me that electrolyte power.
Oh, okay.
Kind of like power. There's wonderful power in that Gatorade.
There you go, guys. Well, good deal. Well, I can't leave you guys too long on the long table today because I've got a full plate on our show. But before I get ready to play a song, is there anything you guys just want to say to everybody?
Well, personally, before the Deacon gets ready to head out, next week is a very important day as we celebrate our independence on the 4th of July. Now I want to wish everybody, if I don't get a chance to come out here to the studio, a very happy 4th of July from Deacon Paul Brown with the Castleberry Babbitt Church.
There you go, Baba Bats Church. Got you, buddy. Sounds good. What about you, Coach Stan?
Well, CA, I just want to wish everybody, you know, we are celebrating our freedom, so I'm wishing everybody a safe upcoming 4th of July holiday.
That's right. To go out and enjoy it, live life to its fullest, and thank God for our freedom.
That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. Guys, I got to let y'all go. Deacon, want to say anything real quick?
I just want to tell everybody thank you for all the love of the sport, and I feel your love. This is Deacon signing off. Bye for now.
All right, Deacon.
And this is Coach Stan telling everybody to hang tough because we got a song coming up called Next to Me with Jordan Fleece.
That's right. Jordan Fleece, kick it off, buddy. Next to Me.
I've been empty. When I'm low, you fill the cup. Yeah, but my ego fights back, telling me that I'm ready to grab the wheel and take control. But I'll crash if I don't let myself let go. You put the X on my faded map. Draw me a line back to where you're at. Patient when I try to move too fast. I get this feeling. I get this feeling. I get this feeling in my spirit when I'm low. In my soul, saying, child, come on back now. You've been gone too long. Let me lead you back where you belong. Right next to me. Right next to me. I've been captive by the plans I try to make. Yeah, I've been selfish. Cause callous hearts, they die hard like habits that I know I gotta break. Ain't it good to know the help is on the way?
There we go. In Christ, Big Daddy Weave. Boy, I love that song. All right. Well, today on a Friday, we're going to go back and talk a little bit about this. Learn to love your spouse the way they want to be loved. And, you know, you could technically put this towards your spouse, those of y'all that are married. And then also we got some people that are going to be getting married. And we're talking about some of these fiancés out there. Example would be my brother Jeff and Sarah. And then we got Cody and Christine. Also, we've got the one coming up here in just about 2 or 3 weeks. That would be Candace and Daniel. So these are, and other people that I know in general, this is learn to love your spouse the way that you want to be loved. Now, the book of 1 Corinthians is just plain and simple. And these, 1 Corinthians 13:13, and all these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest gift of these is love. A lady talks about years ago, her husband read the 5 love languages. Now, I've heard a lot of people talk about the love languages. You know, they want to know what their love language is. And she said before they started, they took a quiz that each revealed what their 5 love languages were. One was words of affirmation, quality time, physical touch, act of service, and receiving gifts. She had noted that made them feel like they were loved by the other person. Guess what? She says, our top two were not the same. Not even close, believe it or not. That surprised me even after a decade, she said, of marriage. So, basically, let's just talk a little bit. And I'm not, there's five love languages. You know, using love languages as a guide. Now, here are five practical ways to just do that. Words of affirmation. Let's talk a little bit about it. Listen to how your spouse speaks to you. Is his or her tone positive? Does he or she compliment you? Does he or she brag on you to either her friends or your friends? How about this? Does he encourage you when you're having a bad day? See, that's very important, guys. Let's just stop here for a second. That's what's kind of missing. When your wife is having a bad day, goodness gracious, ask her how her day's going and listen to her. Tell her that you love her. Mention it, how important that she is to you. Okay? Look for ways to compliment he or she back. Don't miss the opportunities to build them up. Sometimes we think good things about our spouse, but we forget to say, make it to a point to share those words of affirmation. Second point I want to make, excuse me, I just hit the audio equipment. Way to go, CA. Second thing I want to talk about is quality time. Very important. Spend as much time as you can, when you can, with your significant other. Keep track of how much time your spouse spends with you. Remember what he or she likes to do and when he or she chooses to go, or what you're going to do together. You know, you may be reading side by side quietly. You may be gaming. There may be romantic dinners inside and out. Traveling, taking walks, or even long conversations on the patio. It being alone with you is priority. Carve out those moments often before your spouse feels loved through quality time. Next important one is physical touch. Pay attention to when and how your spouse touches you. When you go out to eat, does he or she scoot into the booth next to you? Now, that's romantic. Or does he or she sit shoulder to shoulder when you're watching TV in bed or on a couch, cuddling up to you as you fall asleep, holding your hand? Does he or she like to rub your feet? Does he or she run fingers through your hair? Look for times like that for your first move. Grab her hand before she reaches you and then lean into touching her. But because if your spouse is consistently touching you, you may want to make sure your spouse feels loved before you touch in return. Another point I want to make is acts of service. Very important on that, guys. Notice the little things that your spouse does for you. Does he or she clean up after dinner? Does he or she pick up the messes that's left in the bathroom? So don't sling your underwear, guys. Hint, hint. Does he or she go out of the way to stop at the store to get your favorite ice cream? There you go. Win a man through his belly, right? On her way home. Or does he take care of your car for an oil change? Maybe fix the item on the things to do list, be an ass. Surprise you by doing jobs that have already been done and agreed to take on. Then your spouse will feel love with the reclamation of these acts of service. Another point I want to make is you're receiving gifts, right? This is a final point. So what kind of gift giver is your spouse? Think about the last holiday. Does he or she put a lot of thought into these presents that he or she might have chose for you? Does he make you a birthday and a grand affair? Does he or she remember things that mention that you like and pick up things just because? Are these things that he or she picks for you rooted in effort and thought? If your spouse likes to give it this way, then receive it like you would make your spouse feel loved. You know, when it comes to being more naturally to love somebody else the way you want to be loved, guys, you can learn to make the switch. Once you've recognized your spouse's acts of love for what they are, it would be so much easier to see how to love them back. And if you're having trouble figuring that out, well, actually, what your spouse's needs are, then you can always ask he or she. The five love languages are a great place to start. Just remember that. But you don't have to stop there. People love each other in all kinds of ways. And that's what makes a part of what makes a marriage unique. So let's say a prayer for everybody in closing on this. Lord, give me a desire to love my spouse the way they want to be loved, not the way that I want to love them. Show me what I don't see. Let what's important to them become more important. When loving becomes hard, give them the grace to help me and my spouse in a new way. Thank you for my marriage and the person you put into my life to be loved and to be loved by. In Jesus' name, we ask it and pray. Amen. Okay, well, I hope that gives you guys on a Friday some ideas on learning to love your spouse when they want to be loved. Everybody wants to be loved. There's hungers and desires out there, you know. You, heaven forbid you treat you're treating your wife dirty, guys. Let's start that way. Don't do that. Don't ignore. Let me call the guys out on this first, guys, and I'll go to the ladies. Let's just say that you come home and she's had a very bad day. You're not going to just walk by and ignore her. You're going to sit down and talk, hopefully, to her and find out how her day is. You know, her spitting those words out to you means a lot to her. Think about it and put yourself in a woman's shoes. We can't exactly go into a woman's body, guys, but think about it. Listen to them. Now let's go to the women. Got women, you know how to do it. You know, you really do. You just got ways of getting their attention. God gave you kind of an extra tool. Utilize those five languages of love. Love him. Care about him. Honor. Have your marriage strong where you can be an example for your children. So, so important. I can't even stress enough. Okay? All right, well, let's lead off in prayer on a closing on a Friday. Dear Jesus, we come to you today. And Father God, we just thank you so much for all you do. And we just ask that you would just forgive us of our sins and be with us. Let us have a happy Friday. For we ask all of this in your precious name. Amen. Guys, I'm sorry again with our computer equipment having to be adjusted. If there's some noises that are kind of a little funky out of the norm, I do apologize about that. Okay, this is CA signing off on the iHeartRadio Network. Y'all have a great Friday. Bye for now.